We are here at NJ BizCon Next in New Orleans, and I have Richard Wortman here with me. He's a CPA from Pennsylvania. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Liz. How are you doing?
Good. So can you tell me a little bit about your firm, like how big it is, where you are, what you do?
Sure. We're kind of cover a couple niche markets, one being the cannabis market. We're about 8.5 years old, and our staffing range is anywhere from 5 to 10 people, depending on the time of year and the needs and opportunities that come up. We service the cannabis industry. We've been pursuing that for about 4 years. One of the great things that we're really excited about is the first dispensary that opened in Pennsylvania is a client of ours. And another client of ours has the first dispensary in Philadelphia.
Okay, great.
They're due to open next week.
Wow.
We had a nice pre-opening with them, with the press and everything. So we're really excited to see our clients growing and really kickstart the Pennsylvania market.
So you're in the Northeast, which has been slower to adopt than, say, Washington or Oregon. But how did you, you started this 4 years ago, how did it come on your radar screen? How did you know this is what you needed to do?
My partner at the time, she and I kind of sat down one day, went away from the office and said, okay, where do we want to be in 5 years and 10 mm-hmm. years? And we both kind of charge each other, come with 3 ideas each, and let's talk it through. And this was one of the ideas that was brought, she brought this to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of talked it through and said, really looked at it and said, okay, here's a good business opportunity. It's an area that has, unfortunately, mm-hmm. stigma to it.
Yes.
Unfortunately, because, folks look down on it, they don't understand the benefits. And in Pennsylvania, it's medical only. Fortunately for us, it's scaring away a lot of our competition. So we looked at it as a business opportunity for us. So we really committed time and energy, money, mm-hmm. to making sure that we understood it when it became live in Pennsylvania. And where our office is, we're 20 minutes from Maryland.
Wow.
20 minutes from Delaware, we're about 30 minutes from New Jersey. So the location of our office to service those states is great, but we also service clients around the country.
So where is Pennsylvania right now with legalization?
Medical's legal.
Okay.
In April 2016, the law got passed. I would say, I'll get the dates a little wrong, February or March 17, first round of applications opened up, and a few months later, the first group were awarded. We worked with a few folks in the application process in Pennsylvania during that time period. They're just opening up a second round now.
And what's a typical license go for in Pennsylvania?
I was afraid you were going to ask me.
So I know they can be like multiple thousands of dollars.
I want to say it was $25,000
for
a dispensary. It was well over $100,000. It might have been over $200,000 for the grow facilities.
So who are your clients? Like, who was your first client? You don't have to give specifics, but were they growers? Were they dispensary owners? Who were they?
Our first clients are dispensary owners.
Okay, gotcha.
They focus on the retail side.
Yeah.
Which to me is the riskiest area to be in the industry.
Yes.
And basically, folks, one of them came from a very medical perspective. One of the founders of the group was a doctor and really saw the medical benefit and wanted to be on the forefront of that. And he's the one that really triggered pulling people together to invest in it. Our other clients are just investors.
Yeah.
That just, like a lot of people see this as an opportunity. And I like working with that group because they understand business.
Right.
So I've run across a bunch of people like, let's get into this industry and start talking business with them. And they really don't know what's going on.
Right.
But I can work with those folks because they're coming to me early.
Right.
The hard ones are the ones that don't reach out to us early.
Okay.
And, they're all set up. They've gone through the application. They're awarded a permit. Right. I got a call going, hey, we want to do this. So we start talking about, how do you set this up? How do you set that up? It's like, all right, we got to deconstruct and reconstruct.
Oh, wow.
Because you're the wrong corp type of entity. You've got everything mixed into one entity. We need multiple. And they're looking at me going, our attorney didn't tell us
this. Oh, man. That sounds like a nightmare.
It is.
Yeah.
But
Good work for you. It's good work.
Obviously, it's good work for us financially, but it's also fun work.
Yeah.
Because clients that want to listen to you, want to work with you, are a lot more enjoyable than the client that thinks they know it all,
right,
but doesn't, and
right,
you're constantly battling them, going, no, trust me, I've been studying this for quite a few years now. You don't want to do this. No. This is what our buddy that opened up a regular retail store.
Right.
I'm like, yes, but they have a totally different tax structure.
Right.
Do you recognize how much tax you're going to pay under this, how you've got this set up?
Because of 280E.
I've had folks that have approached me that didn't know what 280E from another state, that got a permit and wanted help. And I said, are you willing to listen to me about 280E? Like, we're not worried about it. And I walked away.
Yeah.
Because that client's just going to drain me of energy.
Right. So you have investors that are interested in getting into the business because they see the possibility for profit, and you also are working with newbies to business who are maybe cannabis
mm-hmm.
people. are, you know, so you help them from the very beginning. So
ideally we're there day one.
People would be like, we want to get a license. Can you help us get a license? So you help them through that whole process?
Depending on the state, we're actually working right now with a cultivator applicant in Maryland to do their projections with them. Pennsylvania, other than showing you had X number of dollars in the bank, didn't ask for any financial information, which surprised everyone. So it really depends on the state.
Yeah.
We're working with a group in Kentucky right now that's looking
to convert
their farm to hemp.
Okay, yeah.
And it was actually another accounting firm reached out to me and says, we know you're in this industry, could you advise us on this? So that's kind of the role we're playing with them. But I was talking to their tax accountant, and I said, well, the projections you got from these other folks that want to have your client contribute the land, just curious, what's the tax accrual look like?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, you know, it's 21% because of the new corporate rates that just went in. I'm like, they don't know what they're doing because their effective rates are going to be a lot higher.
So, I mean, if you had to list out the services, right, that you help cannabis businesses with, and I'm assuming you help with cannabis businesses across the board, growers, dispensary owners, investors,
ancillary products,
right, you know, what services would you say you provide?
The list is pretty long.
Okay, maybe top five.
We're numbers people.
Okay, yeah.
We'll help them with their attorneys. I like to preface them going, we're not attorneys.
Yeah.
So a lot of folks think the accountants can help them set up their legal entity,
mm-hmm.
which we can advise, but we like to work with the attorney with that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in Pennsylvania, the attorneys don't like us giving legal advice.
Okay,
but,
fair enough.
But we work with clients up front on that. Matter of fact, I just had a call this morning with one of my clients to restructure that.
Okay.
Finally, I've been pushing them for a year. They finally decided, we think we need to do this. Example of a client that didn't hire us early on. The tax work is something that we specialize in. Our firm's unique from a lot of firms there are firms out there that will do the tax side and maybe even help you with preparing financials.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do audits.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of firms in the country that are willing to put their letterhead on a set of financial statements and say, in our opinion, these are materially correct.
Okay.
And I think that sets us apart from a lot of other firms.
Yeah. And I bet that helps other businesses coming to you get ready for audits. Yes. Right? Because you help them sort of get their, I don't want to say shit, but I just said it, together. Because I hear that if you're a cannabis business, you're probably going to get audited at some point.
Chances are you're going to go through, well, different type of audit.
Okay.
That's an IRS tax audit.
Okay, gotcha.
But yes, they're going to probably get audited at some point. The audit that I was speaking of is financial statement audits.
Okay, gotcha.
We're also, some of the folks may be looking for investor dollars that will require them to be audited under SEC. They may want to go public at some point.
Okay.
And we're registered with called the PCAOB.
Right.
So we're a registered firm with that, so we can work with them through that whole process.
Okay.
So if it's someone that's got much more grandiose hopes of where the company's going to go, we understand that process as well.
So in terms of your firm, what other industries have you worked in?
Some eclectic, some pretty straightforward. The other one, when we had that meeting, I was talking about, where do we want to be in 5-10 years? This industry came up, and another industry is very specific broker-dealer audits. So folks that are doing broker-dealers.
Yeah.
Again, accountants are getting out of that business because that PCOB that I mentioned, their oversight and their inspection program of reviewing the work of the accountants is onerous. And we felt that we did very good audit work, so we said, why are we scared of it?
Yeah.
So we got into that practice. At the time, we had one client in that area, which was a referral from a firm I was with before, and one's dangerous. just to spend the resources to be able to make sure that you're current with it. We grew that in a year and a half to 18 clients.
Wow, that's great.
So that's a niche area for us. We do some low-income housing work, HUD work, benefit plans, audits, 401ks, and then one of our clients that's on our website, so folks can go to our website, is a professional soccer team.
Okay, so really runs the gamut.
It does.
With really specific people and companies. Okay, so what do you think is unique? I mean, I feel like I probably know the answer to this, but what do you think is unique about the cannabis industry?
It's interesting. I did a presentation to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. Bar Association.
Okay.
Amish country.
Yeah, wow.
And because there's so much farmland and area to grow, there was interest popping up on would there be any grow facilities in Lancaster County. And I met with the attorneys. I was on a panel, and I asked the attorneys, how many of you have clients in agriculture? And Lancaster County, every single hand in the room went up. And then we said, how many in manufacturing and distribution and retail, pharmaceutical, different number of hands went up. So I said, that's this industry. There's nothing new about the industry. We've all dealt with different pieces of what these clients do. Now we're pulling it all together. I said, what makes this industry unique from all our other clients is that little pesky thing that it's illegal federally.
Yes.
And the tax rules.
Right.
Other than that, if you've got clients in agriculture, you know, all the folks that are here at the expo that are doing things on how to maximize production and growth and so forth, we've dealt with those things before. So it's really pulling all those together into a industry that's just frowned upon at the federal level.
Right. Do you feel like that's going to change eventually? Like we're going to get a federal mandate that says, it's okay?
Well, try not to get political.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of a tie. I don't mean to put you in the hot seat.
No, that's fine. I think with our current administration, that's not likely.
Yeah.
Especially when the new budget bill came out a couple months ago, the only thing I look for is whether a Rohrabacher amendment was in there.
Yeah.
It's quite a few hundred pages document. I searched on marijuana, and boom, it was there. I'm like, yes, we're safe until September when we go through this process again. So as long as that's in there, the clients are fairly well protected from DOJ oversight or interference.
Right.
There's issues with who are chairing some committees now at the federal level that won't even allow the legislation to come up for discussion. I'm hopeful that the current administration will continue their position of state rights that the administration campaigned on.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, they'll hopefully stay hands off. We've got 29 states with legal medical marijuana. You can't roll back the tide. Jeff Sessions said that himself. You can't put this genie back in the bottle.
Right.
Which is how difficult they want to make it for everyone.
Is Pennsylvania friendly to cannabis? I mean, you have the med program, but are you going to go rec at any time soon?
I don't think anytime soon.
Yeah.
We just approved within the last month and a half, flower.
Okay.
Because flower had not been approved in the original act. So actually, my one the Philadelphia client, who literally just finished their build out. Like the week before the last drywall paint dried, they're tearing down a wall and expanding their retail space for flower.
For the medical program.
The governor of Pennsylvania is campaigning on a cannabis platform.
Okay.
The House and the Senate are Republican controlled.
Gotcha.
But there's some moderate Republicans in Pennsylvania. There's not many, but there's a few.
Right.
One that I've met with quite a few times who's pro. He's actually working, trying to get some legislation pushed through committee for the banking regulations.
Gotcha.
So there's opportunity. I think rec those.
Yeah.
A ways off.
Yeah. What would you say are the top three issues your clients are coming to you for?
Well, banking.
Interestingly enough,
bookkeeping services.
Okay.
It was nice meeting with Drew from Complete Controller because they're open and experienced in this industry.
Yeah.
Almost every bookkeeping firm I've met and tried, if my clients want a local someone to visit, don't want to touch the industry, just like the accountants.
Right.
A few have said maybe, as long as it's not recreational, but our clients are going to go recreational when it happens.
Right.
So finding good bookkeeping services and then the tax.
Yeah.
The tax is every phone call, tax comes up.
Yeah, I love asking this question to CPAs who are in cannabis, because of how everything is changing so fast, how do you keep up with it?
I have one of the folks that works for me, a senior accountant, who is really excited about this industry.
Yeah.
I think I do a pretty good job of keeping up on it, and he'll come into my office at least once a week and go, did you hear that such and such a state just did this?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, Ryan, where did you hear that from? So it's really, I probably get 15 emails a day from different subscriptions we have so we can track. There's daily cannabis law posting that comes out. I scan that every day.
Yeah.
May not read everything in it, but at least I scan it.
Right.
Which clients do I, in what states and what's going on? And it's attending conferences like this one and meeting and talking to people.
Yeah.
Attorneys are a great resource. Fortunately or unfortunately, they are state specific for the most part.
Yes.
Unless it's a large firm, it says, okay, I'll connect you with our lawyer in Colorado or Oregon or Kentucky.
Right.
Not too many in Kentucky. But it's good to see those very conservative states heading in that direction.
Yeah. Well, they see the money coming in, you know, and what it's doing. I mean, the billions of dollars that are happening on the West Coast. So, final question, what words of wisdom or insight or advice do you have for other CPAs who want to get into this?
Well, send all the work to me.
Okay, you heard that. Richard Wortman, CPA in Pennsylvania.
No, seriously, I have had firms call me. And I said, make sure that you're comfortable with the industry, that you spend time learning and understanding it.
Right.
There's a lot of firms that pick up clients, and the clients are very unhappy because they realize the firm's not committed to it. Don't be ashamed of being in it. If you go to our website, it's there.
Yeah.
There's some firms that tell me they have 20 clients in cannabis, and I go to their website, and it's not there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you're ashamed of your clients.
Yeah.
We have our brochures on our reception desk. Our clients that are variety of clients that are individuals that come in during tax season, when they come in, they sit down and read the marijuana journal we have sitting there.
Yeah.
We got the Mars company to print marijuana leaves on M&M's for us. Half of them are marijuana leaves and half of them are our name, and they're sitting on our
reception. That's cute.
They're a big hit with everyone that comes in.
I bet.
So we're proud of our clients in this region, and I think if you're going to be in this industry, you need to be open about the fact you're in it. We've had zero clients leave us or even complain that we're in this industry.
Oh, good.
Our clients are business people.
Yeah. Okay, one final question.
A final question.
How do you deal with the risk? Because obviously this is a risky, you know, business right now. It's probably not going to be years down the line. But how do you deal with it as a CPA whose credentials?
As a CPA, well, the American Institute of CPAs has said it's not an ethics violation.
Okay.
As long as your clients are complying with the state laws.
Mm-hmm.
Our engagement letters, our discussions with our clients, when they become clients, is our contract specifically stay in that state in there that you are agreeing that you are going to comply with the state laws. It's not in any of our other types of clients. And we will turn away a client that we believe just doesn't have a risk model.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Gotcha.
So it's really client acceptance.
Yeah, that makes sense. Embedding them.
And hoping our bank doesn't shut us down.
Good point. Well, thank you so much, Richard, for
My
joining
pleasure.
Me. It's great to talk to you.
Great.